KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Apart from a brief nighttime preface at a huge construction site, a new movie called Locke, L-O-C-K-E, the hero's name, takes place entirely inside a car. You'd think that would guarantee a claustrophobic experience, even though the film is only 85 minutes long and it's a very nice car, a BMW with all the latest electronic bells and whistles. But claustrophobia is the last thing you're likely to feel as car and driver travel through the night along an English motorway on an urgent mission. Ivan Locke is a character of consequence, a construction manager who's simultaneously coming apart and pulling the jagged pieces of himself together. And Tom Hardy, the actor who plays him, is at any given moment spellbinding, seductive, heartbreaking, explosive, and flat-out thrilling. The narrative comes packaged with a high-tech sheen. Other cars' headlights and taillights turn into colorful abstractions. Inside the car, the instrument panel glows a sultry orange, and the navigation system maps the route in pastel blue when the display isn't switching to a succession of phone calls that are constantly interrupted by the modern madness of call waiting. Connectivity is what makes the drama possible. Locke uses his phone to reach out to people he needs and to field their frantic responses. What makes the drama powerful is the quality of the writing. The filmmaker Stephen Knight has written fine screenplays in the past, among them Dirty Pretty Things and Eastern Promises. This one, though, is something else. Starting with a concept that might have been just a stunt, he gives us a life in full, hurtling toward a crossroads. One of Locke's first phone calls concerns concrete. He has other things on his mind, like the purpose of his life, but concrete looms large in his profession, and he's made a grave decision to drive away from his current project at a critical juncture, just before the foundation is to be poured in what he calls the biggest pour in Europe. Instead of being there to orchestrate the preparations, he'll have to manage as best he can by remote control. This is ominously out of character for a man who's been a paragon of control. But the essence of the film lies in the reason he's chosen to leave the construction site at the very moment he's most needed. Someone else needs this good and tortured man, and that need outweighs all the concrete in his building. This film held me rapt from the first frame to the last. For many years now, Tom Hardy has been such a force on the big screen that it was frustrating to find him porked up, masked, and unrecognizable as the villainous Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. There's no problem recognizing him this time, though. As the man behind the wheel, he goes for glory and attains it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.